Brittany Rosenberg's lost her purse. She's laughing, though, not crying, even though her pink Coach bag could be floating around the fairgrounds, where teenagers are paid to dress up like zombies and pop out from behind maze walls. This is the ticket. We want to be scared. We begged our parents to let us go. We've paid for this, folded up $20 bills in our little plush wallets. This is the kind of occasion we wear jeans to. Tight Brazilian jeans decorated with holes and embroidery that lace all the way up the thigh, with a nice top, our hair straightened by our regulation flat irons. We can never get the back straight, and there's always one lumpy wave from the crown of our heads to the base of our necks. In pictures, it appears as though we are wearing hats made of our own hair. There are five Britneys in the group. Brittany Rosenberg, Brittany Jensen, Brittany Gottlieb, Brittany Tomasi, and me. There is also a Mackenzie Bedner, a.k.a. Kenzie, and a Lee Kottner, but we just call her Lee. The seven of us, linked together, traversing the darkness of fairgrounds filled with haunted houses for the month of October. It's 80 degrees in Florida, even though it's fall. Winds are strong, the telltale sign of a storm approaching, but we persist. Brittany Jensen's parents lead us around, chaperones, and tell us to hold on to our things. Our hair blows into our lip gloss, and our bare arms dampen in the ever-present humidity. I'm the only one who brought a zip-up hoodie, and I've loaned it to Jensen, who wears it unzipped and loose around her shoulders. Pointless. When Brittany Rosenberg screams, "My Coach purse, where is it?" Jensen's parents immediately identify the nearest attendant, a ponytailed teen in bloody face paint sporting a straw hat and wielding a flashlight. He looks for the purse on his hands and knees while we all laugh, because he's kind of cute. "What color is it?" he asks. "What's your name?" Kenzie, the slutty one, asks back. She was the first of us to get felt up, in the seventh grade at Adam Leibowitz's bar mitzvah. She's also the only one who doesn't stuff or wear a padded bra because she actually has boobs somehow. The ponytailed attendant shoots Kenzie a smile, and Brittany Gottlieb, the know-it-all, wants to know, "What was in the bag anyway?" To which Rosenberg replies, "My permit! I just got it 2 weeks ago. And some tampons. And my hard candy lip gloss. Oh, and $50 for tonight." Brittany Tomasi gets on all fours, too, says, "We'll find it. Don't worry." Lee twirls Rosenberg's long black hair into one big knot, then lets it loose on her baby blue tank top, an attempt to comfort her, I guess. Brittany Jensen, my best friend out of all the best friends, butt bumps me and turns me around to the Ferris wheel. When we were 12, we rode one together at her church's annual fair. Without speaking, we grabbed each other's arms and thought to ourselves, "I hope we stop at the top. I hope we stop at the top." We closed our eyes and hoped so hard, and when we felt the car shudder to a halt, we opened our eyes and saw we were right smack dab at the apex. It was then we knew we were magic. Witches, fairies, whatever you want to call it. But we could do it. Make things happen just by thinking. For the last 2 years, we've used this power at school to get the fire alarm to go off or to get hundreds on our social studies tests. Now we are 14. It's 2 weeks before the real Halloween, and we know we can find Brittany Rosenberg's purse if we use the magic. We turn away from the group, and I grab Jensen's arm as she grabs mine. We think, we hope. We drown out the loud music and flashing lights. We concentrate on that pink purse. We focus on Brittany Rosenberg's face, her blue eyes, her black hair frizzing up in the humidity, her pale, flat tummy showing from underneath her top, her wedge sandals, her shiny, glossy lips. "I found it!" the ponytailed guy calls to our group. We run and see he's actually found her bag, the pink Coach purse with interlocking C's all over it.